Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Jags Jets coming up Sunday. We'll get to these guys in just a moment. But first, the Jaguars back on the practice field, wrapping up the week on Friday out on the Florida Blue practice fields. And some good news. Zane Beatles worked full on Friday. He is questionable for the game officially. Wide receiver Marquise Lee also got a little work in today. That's news. He was limited Friday, but doubtful for the game on Sunday. Gus Bradley happy with the health of his team heading into week 9.
You know what? It's the first time I looked out on the practice field, you know, away from our field, and there was no one out there, you know. And that's a good feeling, you know, to see guys get reps. And like I said, we kind of anticipated that this day would come when we'd get healthy. There's no for-sures in the NFL. There's always injuries that take place. But to be in this position is good.
All right, guys, let's get to it. This week, the Jags are 2-5. They're a half game out of first place in the division. It's early November. It's an opportunity for the team right now.
Well, and what an opportunity. In a sense, it's really almost a fourth season for Gus Bradley. They could have played their way out early, and now all of a sudden you're in a situation, 9 games to play, where you have a fresh start, new season. If this team thinks it's better, and it does, if it's ascending, which it believes it is, now is the time they can show it, and I guess what a break.
Well, I mean, yeah, the break is the AFC South.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were playing in the West or the East, they'd be long gone. We wouldn't even have the opportunity to have this conversation. And what you have to do is project, obviously, where the improvement comes. But, you know, at times we saw the running game. At times we saw the run defense. We saw Bortles with the game-winning drive, which is, I think, what I'm hanging my hat
sure.
on, that they found a way to win after 3 straight weeks, JP, of finding ways to lose. Mm-hmm. And I see the schedule lined up. I mean, the Jets are a formidable opponent, but, boy, you've got a favorable schedule here coming. So the opportunity is distinct.
Out of 9 games, you could easily see them being in 7 or 8 of them at the end. Go win a bunch.
If you want to win a bunch of games late in the year and in the postseason, if you get there, you have to run the football, too. And this is one of those games this week. Ivory for the Jets. T.J. Yeldon had a big game last time out for the Jaguars. Pound the ball. That's going to be the story of this game.
Well, and on the website, Jeff in Film Room Friday does a piece on how the offense rolls through Chris Ivory, and watching them, it's clear. You've got a quarterback with a bad thumb. You've got 2 quarterbacks who aren't front-level starters anyway, and you've got a nasty, angry runner in Chris Ivory behind one of the better offensive lines in the AFC. You know what this is. You better run the ball. And the flip side of it is, or better, you better stop the run. The flip side is you better run the ball because you've got to slow down that pass rush somehow.
See, I think the Jaguars should be able to stop the Jets. They've been very, very good against the run. I think they're number 1 in terms of total yards allowed or per carry average allowed, right, which is the measure that Gus uses. On the other side, I don't know that it's realistic to think you're going to run all over the Jets. They've been a very good run defense. They weren't great last week, so they're going to be motivated this week. I think if Yeldon gets enough to make the Jets respect the run, then that's enough. I think you're going to have to win this game, throw into Julius Thomas and Allen Hurts.
Well, totally agree. I don't expect them to go and get 115 yards rushing like Yeldon did against the Bills, but you got to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just abandon it completely like Tom Brady and the Patriots did.
No, you can't come out and only run 4 times. You have to make him respect it, but you're probably not going to be able to depend on it all the time.
That's how good the Jets have been. They gave up 115 last week. They're still number 1 in rush
78
defense.
A game. It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty darn good. The Jags passing game is going to have a great test this week, of course. The brothers Allen, Julius Thomas, Revis Island, Cromartie, they'll move guys around. Good test for this group.
Well, I think it's a situation where Allen Hurns has shown that he can be productive. I think he's going to have to be productive on Sunday. Julius Thomas is the guy, I think, in this matchup. If you think that Yeldon's not going to get a whole bunch and you think that Allen Robinson is going to get taken away to a degree, Julius Thomas, this is why they signed him.
Without a doubt, this is about accuracy. Blake Bortles has to put the ball on the spot because Darrelle Revis is so smooth, and I know he's now an aging player, but he's still really good, and he's so smart. If the ball is not accurately thrown, Revis will take advantage. Blake said it himself this week, accuracy is his key.
Agreed.
They're trying to get that completion percentage up. They agree.
There you go.
Wow, this might be a first.
Well, we're getting into the Christmas season.
It is second half of the season, and it starts on Sunday. The Jaguars and the Jets coming up at MetLife Stadium. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.